So greedy, little girl. No. Hands above your head and keep them there. Normally I like it when you hold on to my hair, but tonight I want full control. If I stop or move away, you don't get to pull me closer. You'll just have to wait for whatever I decide to do next. Hang onto the headboard if you need to. Just keep your hands up there. Sweetheart. You are delicious. And so very wet. The heat of you on my lips. Your scent. Those little moans and whimpers. This is what I've been thinking about all damn day. Of course, those pictures you sent me and the begging, needy messages didn't help. You wanted to be sure that Daddy would fuck you tonight. And I will. When I'm good and ready. No, kitten. Not yet. I didn't give you permission to come, did I? Teasing Daddy at work. Such a naughty girl. Naughty little girl. Now you pay the price. You have to wait. Just like I did. All right. Turn over. Up on your knees. No. I didn't say all fours. Keep your hands on the headboard. Ugh. So pretty, waiting, your smooth, pale ass in the air, with that needy little pussy peeking out at me, dripping and desperate for attention. Where do I start? Maybe here. Oh, that squeal. Baby girl does love her spankings. Puts roses in her cheeks. No squirming, little one. And move your knees further apart. Nothing touches that pussy until I do. Daddy will take care of you when it's time. And I decide when it's time. Not you. I want you frantic and begging, desperate to come. I want you to know, without a doubt, that only I can fill your needs. I'm the only one that can take you so high, make you fall apart, then bring you back. Safe and satisfied. You already know that. And consider this a reminder. Now, on your back, head at the edge, hands at your sides. Spread your legs wide. I want to see that hungry little pussy waiting for me while you take my cock down your throat. We have a full night ahead of us, and I intend to make good use of it.